There has been quite a bit of confusion for visitors coming to South Africa over COVID-19 vaccination certificates. Last week, there was some chaos at some airports. Some travelers stood in long queues because their certificates were checked. And the government later saying that any certificate will be accepted as long as it has a QR code that can be verified. Well, let's get clarity on this now with Rampelani Morawane, who's the Deputy Director General for Primary Healthcare in the National Health Department. Deputy DDG, thank you very much for your time today. What was the confusion here around the vaccination certificates?
Good afternoon, Mandy, and good afternoon to the listeners of 702. Just a correction, I'm the Acting Deputy Director General for Primary Health Care. The situation with regard to the vaccination certificate, I must say, from where I was sitting, there was not really a confusion, because the regulations were clear, are very clearly written that we need the vaccination certificate. But we did not anticipate that people then come up with their vaccination card. Because in our own understanding of vaccination card, a card is what gets issued at the time of vaccination. Whereas the certificate is something that then gets processed through the system, and it comes out, you know, after some time. So once we realize that what we call vaccination certificate, in other countries called vaccination card, we then settled to say we will accept any form of verifiable proof of vaccination from any traveler. And we then say if this is a certificate or a card and it has with it the QR code, it is accepted at a point of entry. So there shouldn't be any confusion. And since we addressed this matter last week, there hasn't been any other problem. And I'm not saying there will never be any other confusion, but I'm just saying of that scale, that problem of that scale was never reported. Okay. There will continue to be one or two incidents. Our team on the port, at the port of entry, they know exactly what to do this time around.
So was it more an issue then of communication, maybe an international relations issue that other governments hadn't made it clear that this is what they're issuing and that's what we can expect from travellers?
I don't even want to say that, because, I mean, if I say that, it will be as if they were obliged to tell us. You know, it's almost like if you have a traveler's card and somebody calls it, it's a passport, but in terms of their naming, it's called a card, and you call it, you know, like me and you in South Africa, of course, the ID cards. But other countries, they may have ID book, right? And we rock up there, we say, we've got a book. They say, but we're looking for a card. I'm just giving an example. So it's really that. But when we pick that could keep a problem, we then issued a media statement, very unequivocal, that now, in terms of proof of vaccination, this is what is required. Now, we're saying, should there be any confusion, any problem, any doubts? For an example, you come from my rural villages, and I can just mention my village in Limpopo, and your clinic is there, they've given you a card, you grow up there, that there should be at least a method of verifying from the point of health point of view that this is indeed valid. It should be able to be verifiable. If there continues to be doubts, I mean, we're opening up a link. There's a station for PCR, for antigen testing on site. I mean, people could even be offered vaccination when they arrive. So there are many interventions that we're putting in place.
Well, thank you so much for that clarity. Rampelani Morawane, the Acting Deputy Director General for Primary Healthcare in the National Health Department, explaining what exactly is required of travellers when they arrive at our borders.